So, hello and welcome to the Meet Your Worry Angel class. I'm excited to share with you some of the really simple tools that you can take to break up with that best friend worry and meet your worry angel and learn how to work with them. So, I am Kate Large, and if this is our first time together, I'm the leading authority on the teachings of Florence Scovel Shinn. I'm a three-time Amazon best-selling author and metaphysical teacher. And throughout the last 20 years, I've supported thousands of clients and students to use their power to improve their lives. And that's exactly what we're going to do today on this call. So I'm going to be sharing with you those insider secrets to being worry-free. And as you know, everything holds a vibration of energy. And you'll learn that worry energy is a creation energy. And you're going to discover what being responsible really means. You'll learn a very exciting technique for disconnecting from that energy of worry and what to do when your humanness takes it back and plays with it. And you'll meet your worry angel and learn his name. And if you've already met your worry angel, tonight you're going to experience a deeper connection to him. So, tonight, we're focusing on the energy of worry. And worry is a vibration that is fear energy. Anything less than love energy is fear. And everything holds a vibration of energy. We're all energy. Our thoughts and beliefs are energy. Our life experiences hold energy, and material things are a vibration of energy. And whether consciously or subconsciously, we manifest our lives through the vibration of the energy within us. And through the power of that energy within, we begin the creation of our lives with the spark of the energy of a thought. And when we're not consciously choosing the vibration of our energy, then we're manifesting from the default vibration of our subconscious. The question is that vibration of a high love vibration, or is it a vibration of fear energy? What have you been creating with your energy? Things and experiences that make you happy or unhappy. Now, for years, like many of you, I've molded my creation energy into things that I really didn't want, things that made me really unhappy, relationships, finances, jobs. But I don't do that anymore because I've learned those secrets. And I apply what I've learned. And one of those secrets is that worrying is living in fear of something that hasn't even happened yet. That energy of worry is based on an illusion, a perception of the human brain that's not made manifest as a reality yet. Worry creates those neural pathways in our brains that molds our raw creation energy into worry creation energy. And that does not sound good. And it isn't. But as humans, this is what we're wired to do. Society teaches us to worry and to be afraid. And we're led to believe that being concerned about someone or something is the loving thing to do. But don't be fooled. Being concerned about someone or something, that's not a loving experience. Being concerned is a form of worry, and worry is fear energy, not love energy. The truth is that worry energy creates exactly what we're worrying about. Something that we don't want. And the truth is that worry energy, we send out a low vibrating energy of frequency of energy that attracts to us more low vibrating energy. And we do this powerfully with focused intention, even though it may be subconscious. We're defaulting to that choice of that energy. The vibration of the energy we focus with, whether consciously or subconsciously, is the energy of the experiences we manifest. Yikes, that is no good. It's no good when we're not focused and consciously choosing that energy we are focused on. Worry attracts to us what we are worrying about. Worry also makes us feel isolated and alone, because that's what fear does. It separates us from others, separates us from love. And society teaches us that to be responsible, we need to be worrying about our children, our jobs, our cash flow, our health. We're taught that worrying about every little thing in our lives is the responsible thing to do. We're taught that if we don't worry about our lives and people we love, then we don't care. But this isn't true. That's a lie. Ideally, we want to hold everything in our life in that light of love, to create more things in our life that are of that vibration of love. And to change our lives, we need to shift our perception by identifying that worry energy and consciously choosing to be free of it. What we must accept is that anything less than love is fear. And sometimes that's hard to get our minds around that. If it's not love energy, it's fear. No matter what it is, if it's not love, it's fear. And fear cannot exist in love. And love cannot exist in fear. We're either in love energy or fear energy, never both at the same time. It's one or the other. I know when I first started wrapping my head around that, it wasn't easy, because, you know, concern comes up. I'm concerned about something. Well, if I'm concerned about it, I'm not in love energy about it, so I'm in fear. Oh no, I don't want to be in fear. So I'm not even going to be concerned about something? No. We want to hold that in the energy of love, that everything's going to be fine. We want to create the higher outcome. And you can only do that from the love vibration. You can't do that from fear, because you're creating more of that fear energy, and that's not love. Now, as parents, we hold tremendous power surrounding our children. And please understand this. When we worry about our children or our loved ones, we're not doing them any favors. Worry doesn't prove how much we care. Worry puts us and them in a state of being helpless and powerless. It's like putting on a straitjacket, putting one on them and putting one on us, and then falling over or pushing them over. And that's gonna hurt. Worry puts them at risk, because they don't want to feel that energy from us. So they push us away, and then they're feeling isolated and alone. Worry adds fuel to their fear and magnifies both their feelings and ours of being helpless and powerless. Because when we worry about them, we surround them with energy that's less than love, energy that's laced with fear. Because anything that's less than love energy is fear energy. And the reality is that worrying is energy that holds darkness, that darkness of fear. And when we worry about people we love, surrounding them with that darkness instead of the light is the last thing we want to do. And when we pray for them from that love of our heart, we surround them with light. And then so many times we finish the prayer and we go right back to being worried about them. And then we just turn out the light, making them feel that isolation, being alone and powerless. And what we really want them to feel is empowered. And we can do that. We can support them to feel empowered no matter what's going on in their lives, you know, those loved ones and our children. And we can do that by infusing them with love, not the fear of worry, by sending them love sincerely from your heart. Because that cord between us and our children is never, it's never really disconnected. And when you worry about them, that yucky worry energy travels directly from you to them, and they don't like that. And when you hold them in the love energy and you send that love from your heart, it travels through that cord and they feel it. And when they need you, they feel confident reaching out to you. You've probably tried to let go of worry, pushed it away, give it to God, but then you take it back and play with it. Oh my God, I used to do that. Oh, I used to do that all the time. I'd like, yeah, oh God, just take it. I just give it to you and in prayer and in intention. And next thing you know, I'd be like, take it back and play with it. Because that's what we're wired to do. And we're really good at doing it. And we're really good at doing that when we're tired. We give it to God, the creator of our universe, our planet, the creator of all that is, you know, planets and flowers and cells and DNA. We give it to the creator of all that is. And then our humanness wrestles with, can God handle it? Maybe I should take it back and play with it for a while. And then next thing we know, we're drowning in a sea of worry energy, hanging on to sanity by an eyelash. We're just, the humans, we're taught, we're programmed, we're conditioned to worry. It's what we do. But when we get down to the nitty-gritty of worrying, it's a choice. For some people, it's so ingrained into who they are that worry becomes their life. Worry's their constant companion, their best friend. And as a result, their worry perpetuates that cycle of creating more and more to worry about. And if you're one of those people, don't despair. You can stop that cycle and create a happy, joy-filled life when we stop that worrying and shift to the higher vibration of love. We're no longer in alignment with people and situations that cause us to worry. We can no longer engage. So those people and those situations, they don't move us when they happen. We're able to observe from a neutral standpoint. We're able to send love to those situations. And it's not because we don't care. It's because you're really doing the responsible thing by infusing situations and people with love, with that intention to create a higher outcome. And the way is opened through that love. Being worry-free, choosing, consciously choosing not to worry about something, that's a gift that you give to yourself. It's a gift that we give to those that we've worried about in the past. It's a gift we give to the world. Because when we raise our vibration to love, it heals the soil of Mother Earth beneath our feet. And it opens the way for ourselves and for others to create that higher outcome. Living a life, a joy-filled life, that's your birthright. And no matter how much you worry, you have the power to choose to live without worry. And as I mentioned before, the human practice is to feel isolated and alone when you're worried. I know I did. And then I learned that in any given moment of any day or night, I have that crowd of team of angelic beings with me to bring me comfort and to support me. I learned that when I exercise my free will by asking them to help me, they do. And this team of angelic beings can be angels, archangels, guides, teachers, and deceased family members. And they're with us on a constant 24/7 basis. And we each have the ability to communicate with them. Communication with our angelic team isn't designated to a chosen few. We all have that ability to communicate with them, those beings of the light. And I'm human through and through. So when I began to, first trying to talk with my angels, I wanted the lights to flash. I wanted the ground to shake. And I wanted an angel to be standing there and say, "Here I am. How can I help you?" But I found out that it doesn't work that way. At least not for me. But I learned to be open to what I would get. And to trust that what I was getting was real. And it came down to, am I going to believe what I'm getting and trust this experience and move forward, creating a happier, more joy-filled life? Or was I going to continue to feel isolated and alone, perpetuating a cycle of unhappiness and struggling just to survive? Because I made that part an art form. I was really good at it. And then I made the choice. And I believe with all my heart that it's our mission to shift from the illusion of emotions and energies that are less than love, energies such as worry, and shift our core to that higher vibration of love, syncing with that superconscious higher self, that divinity within, where all things are possible. Where that peace is, that joy, that love, that resting in the palm of God. Worry free. Now we do live in human bodies, and things are going to happen around us that our first thought, our first feeling is to go into that worry. But be aware of your energy and stop it in its tracks when it's comes up. We have the ability to consciously choose. And I hold the space here for you on this call or listening to the recording to make your decision to choose to release that human practice, that human need, because that's the way we've been taught, to worry. But let's be clear, because you're human, you will feel that familiar need to take your worry back and play with it. But just know that you have the power to consciously choose and ask yourself, am I tired? When you feel that worry energy in your body, am I tired? Well, the answer is always going to be yes. Always, because that's when the fear sneaks in. And then you can put a pin in that worry and do something else. Focus on what you're grateful for. Ask your angels to help you open the way for a higher outcome. Refuse to worry. It's the responsible thing to do. And when it sneaks in, and sometimes it does, when that need to worry comes in, don't beat yourself up about it. Just simply acknowledge that you've taken it back and then use the methods that I'm sharing with you today to dissolve that worry and take your power back. That love vibration that you are, reconnecting with that essence, that beautiful love that you are. Now, I believe that we're all beings of love and light. We're beings composed of energy, energy that creates our reality through us. And when you walk into a dark room and you turn on the light, the darkness dissipates. Darkness cannot hide in the light. Darkness cannot exist in the light. And as a being of light, you can dissipate the darkness of worry and take your power back by pulling it into your light. So let's distinguish what the energy of worry and the energy of love feel like in your body. We are that love essence. And I'm not talking about I love the color blue. I mean that love of the divinity within you. And we don't have a better word for it. So let's just take a look at this. So just take a really deep breath and close your eyes. And just take another really deep breath and slowly exhale. And now focus on something that you are grateful for. Something that makes your heart sing with joy. And just take a deep breath in of that gratitude that fills you as you focus on what you're grateful for. And just notice where you feel it in your body. Is it all over? Is it in your heart? Is it in your head, your chest? Where do you feel it? Just notice that sensation of gratitude and love and joy, and it feels really, really good. And now just think about something that you've been worrying about. Yeah, that doesn't feel very good. But just take a moment and identify where you feel that worry energy in your body. Chances are it's in the same place. It just feels completely different. And that's your truth center. So together, we've identified what worry energy feels like and where you feel it in your body. So now just look within and identify what worries you. Maybe it's what you just thought about. Maybe this is something that's an ongoing thing. Or is it a relationship? Is it your finances, your job, your health, life in general, something that's going on in the world? Just identify something that you're worrying about. And now let's place that worry, that person, that situation, that experience. Maybe it's something from the past that you're worried is going to happen again. Let's just put that in front of you. Put that before you. And we're just going to ask the angels to join you, and I'm with you too, to send all the love of our hearts to this person or that life situation, that experience. We just send all the love of our hearts to that person with the intention of creating a higher outcome. If you're having trouble sending love, then look at it as a blessing. Sending them a blessing sincerely from your heart. When you send or infuse someone or something with love sincerely from your heart, you can't be in fear energy and love energy at the same time. Remember, you're either in one or the other, never both. But when you can infuse someone else with that love or a situation with that love, you raise your vibration to the love energy. Your vibration is focused as love, making you a magnet for experiences of that higher vibration of love energy. And you're not worrying, because worry is a fear energy. And you can't be in fear when you're infusing a situation or person with love. So just dig deep and find that love within you and send all that love of your heart to the people and or situations that you're worrying about. And you will shift out of the fear energy into that higher state of love. And from this higher vibration of creation, you have the power to create a higher outcome as your reality. And when you use this method of disconnecting from the energy of worry, it makes it much easier to give any residual worry energy to your worry angel. Maybe it's just something that's hanging out in the back of your mind. We want to give it to him. We want to transform that energy to love. And when we shift out of that lower vibration of fear to the higher vibration of love, we have access to the power of the love within us, that love of the divinity within. We have access to that raw, formless love creation energy to mold that formless energy to create material things and experiences that are our version of heaven on earth. So what is heaven on earth? It's your version of loving relationships, life experiences, and material things that make your heart sing with joy. It's that peace and love within you, reconnecting with the divinity within, where you feel safe, whole, complete, resting in the palm of God. And when your heart is singing with joy, you vibrate into that love of the divinity and you touch everyone around you with more love. And that's what's happening today as people are raising their vibration. They're ascending into that love energy and they're casting aside fear and worry and doubt. Because today, in this moment of today, more than ever, it's possible for you to be, do, and have anything that makes your heart sing with joy simply by shifting your energy. And it's not only possible, but inevitable for you to create your version of heaven on earth when you shift out of fear energy to the love of your heart space. Sinking your subconscious and conscious with that higher self, that super conscious higher self. And the key is to shift your energy from the illusion of less than love to love. And one thing that holds us back is that sneaky worry stress energy. Stress energy is a fear energy. And sometimes we don't even realize that, you know, oh wow, I'm stressed because I'm really tense. Oh, what happened? Have you told yourself that you're not worried, but your eye keeps twitching, or your stomach is upset, or you feel like you're on edge, or maybe you're overwhelmed and you can't focus and you're just tense all over? Oh, and maybe you're holding your breath. Oh, that's a sneaky one for me. I catch myself holding my breath. And we don't want to do that because that starves our body of the vital oxygen that it needs to live. We need to be taking those deep breaths for clarity of thought so we can handle anything that comes up from resting in this palm of God, because we're not in fear anymore. But you're a good person. You're a responsible person because you worry about the right things. you know, maybe everything's fine in your world. Life is good, but you're worried about your children or the state of the economy or our planet. You're worrying about the right things. But that's the sneaky part about worry. We're taught that if we don't worry about the right things, we're not responsible. We're not a good person. And that simply is not true. You know, after my dad died in 2005, he would come to me from spirit and talk to me. And he would share insights and he'd give me fatherly advice, whether I asked for it or not. That's never a bad thing. But I'll never forget that first time that he asked me, "What does worry do to enhance your life?" And I knew the answer was nothing. But when he asked me, I felt that futility of worrying from deep within. I not only felt the futility of the vibration, but I clearly saw what that low vibrating, less than love energy created in my life. More of the things that I did not want. Worry doesn't do anything to enhance your life. It only makes you sick. It blocks you from creating wonderful things in your life that you really want, and it makes you a magnet for the things you do not want. I know the human brain tells you, but if I don't worry, I won't be responsible. Well, when you face your worry using the exercise that I've shared with you and you begin to dissolve that worry with your light, your whole body feels different. Opportunities reveal themselves. Higher outcomes are achieved. And when you send love to whatever life situation, whether it be with your children, your work, your finance, the planet, the government, the economy, whatever it is, you step into your power as that limitless spiritual being that you are. And your angels are with you to hold that safe space for you to shift your energy within, to shift your reality outside of you, to create a less stressful daily experience of living. And when you're in a good place of love, you benefit. Everyone around you benefits. Even Mother Earth benefits from your light. Your light growing brighter and brighter with love energy. And it is safe to shine your light. And know that it's through our breath that we connect with our angels and shift our energy from that of fear to the higher angelic vibration of love. And we've gathered here to meet your worry angel. Did you know that you have a worry angel? And is your worry angel unemployed? Nothing sadder than an unemployed worry angel. And know that he's always with you. He's with you now. And he's excited to be properly introduced to you. He's excited to get out of the unemployment line. And remember that worry is an illusion of the physical world. And it does nothing to enhance your life. So meeting your worry angel and learning his name is simple. So let's see here. I'm going to tell you a few more things, and then I'm going to start some music before we do our meditation. The first time that I met a worry angel was while I was giving someone else an angel reading. And he came forward, just kind of took over this reading. And he was telling me that this lady I was reading for, all she was best friends with worry. And it had taken over her life, and it was making her sick. And he had this big kettle, and it was like one of those, you know, a leprechaun kettle that's at the end of the rainbow that you see overflowing with coins, you know. It's so cool. But this kettle was empty. And the worry angel that presented himself in the reading, he showed me that when we go to bed at night and we're worrying about something, that worry energy becomes, it's like heavy bricks that lie on top of our bodies while we're sleeping, and they prevent us from sleeping well, and they cause our bodies to be stiff and sore when we wake up. It's like, putting, you know, like a heavy door on top of us. And the worry angel in this reading, he asked the woman that I was reading for to invite him to her bedside when she went to bed so that he could take her worries to God. And he asked that she get into bed and to identify whatever worry, you know, was going on in her head, whatever it was she was worrying about, and to visualize placing the worry on the side of the bed, you know, right there on top of the mattress. And then he asked her to push it off the side of the bed into the kettle with her hand. He explained that visual act of pushing the worries off the bed into the kettle is very important because quantum physics teaches us that energy reacts differently when we observe it. So the act of putting the worry on the bed and pushing it off into the kettle where it took it away. And when he showed us that when she finished putting the worries into the kettle, the angel took the kettle to God, and God transmuted those worries to golden love. It was amazing. Now, in a moment, we're going to experience that guided journey to meet your worry angel. And when we do this, just allow yourself to see, to hear, or to know whatever your angels show you. And we're going to ask your worry angel his name and just allow yourself to take in whatever name pops in your head. And if you've already met your worry angel, you may meet a new one. You may have two. You may have more. It's like, how much are you worrying? My worry angel's name is Paul. And usually they're simple names just like that. Sometimes they're a little more difficult, but usually they're short, simple names. So before we meet your worry angel, we're going to experience the Quiet Your Mind exercise that I learned from Deepak Chopra that addresses the different aspects of the mind to quiet it and prepare for connecting with the essence of the love that you are. Okay, so I'm just going to start our music. So just place your feet flat on the floor. And with your hands gently in your lap, with the palms up, just close your eyes. Take a really deep breath and just focus your attention on your heart. And now just shift your focus to gratitude of the blessings in your life. Take a really deep breath into that gratitude. And let that energy of gratitude just sweep all over your body. And now just ask yourself these questions. Don't try to answer, just ask. Life will move you into the answers. Who am I?
What do I want? What's my purpose? What makes me happy? And now just allow yourself to be aware of your physical body, your hands in your lap, your feet flat on the floor. And now with another really deep breath, just focus again on your heart and allow yourself to hear the beating of your heart as a sound or feel it as a sensation. And just take another really deep breath. And now we'll meet your worry angel by beginning with a prayer. Father, Mother, God, Creator of all that is, we are so grateful for this opportunity to connect with you as one. We ask that only those of the light be allowed to communicate with us. And we ask to meet our worry angel. And we ask for his assistance to release us from the stress and fear of worry. In deepest gratitude. Amen. So just take a really deep breath and just see roots extending from your feet, going down into the soils of Mother Earth. Those roots, they travel deeper and deeper down to that core healing light of Mother Earth. And they wrap around a black tourmaline sphere to anchor you safe with Mother Earth. And now with another really deep breath, just pull that vibrant healing energy back up through the soils, through the water and the clay. Pull that energy back up to your feet, up through your legs, to your heart. And just breathe in the light of God. Exhale out the light of God. Breathe in that loving light. Exhale out that beautiful light, filling your room. All around you, swirling mists of light and love. And through that light, you see an angel coming towards you. This is your worry angel. He's carrying in his hands a kettle for your worries. Just notice how big it is. What color his hair is. How big he is. And when he reaches you, you can see that he's smiling. He's so happy to see you. He's happy that you're making the effort to meet him. And he's excited that you're going to be working together. And he hugs you. And he looks directly into your eyes and he says, "It isn't your job to worry. Your job is to love, laugh, and experience joy. It's my job as your worry angel to take your worries." And now he places his hand on your shoulder. And he shows you a vision of you lying in your bed. And that aspect of you that's lying in your comfy bed asks your worry angel to join you and to take your worries. And your worry angel comes to your bedside carrying that empty kettle and places it on the floor beside the bed. And without hesitation, the aspect of you visualizes placing your worries on the bed and pushing them off the side into his worry kettle. And you think you're finished, but you see your worry angel lean over the bed and touch your shoulder. And immediately you remember something else you're worrying about. So you place it on the side of the bed and push it off into the kettle. Your worry angel smiles and he picks up that kettle and he takes it to God. And when this aspect of you lying in your comfy bed falls asleep, your worry angel returns with your worries that have been transformed to golden love. And ever so gently, he carefully pours that golden love over your sleeping form. And you smile in your sleep, as you feel that love surround you. And when you wake in the morning, you feel rested, refreshed, and excited about your day. And you consciously choose stay in that vibration of love throughout your day, aware of your energy. And your life improves every day. And back here, where you're standing, watching this vision, your worry angel tells you, "You are immeasurably loved, more than your human heart can understand. Know that I'm always with you, and it is my job to take your worries." And then he tells you, "I'm so happy to be working with you to make your life easier." And he hands you a beautiful heart of love energy. Now, ask your worry angel his name. And trust that the first name that pops into your head is his. Your worry angel holds the worry kettle before you, and he invites you to drop in any worries that are on your mind in this moment. So drop them in. Give your worry angel a huge hug and commit to him that you will invite him to take your worries when you go to bed tonight. And any time during the day that you catch yourself worrying, ask him to come and he will take those worries. You don't have to wait till bed, but always before sleep. Give him that energy, that's fear. Your worry angel now takes any worries that you've placed in that worry kettle to God. Transmit to that golden love. And now breathe in deeply and see the roots at your feet. Once again, burrow deeply into Mother Earth, down through the soils, down to that core light within her, that healing light of love at her center, where they wrap around a black tourmaline sphere, anchoring you solid and safe. And just take another deep breath in and pull that vibrant healing light energy up through the soils of Mother Earth, up to your feet, up through your legs, up to your heart, and stops. You're fully grounded and returned to this physical world. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Okay. So anytime that you feel that resistance of worry taking over your body, because now you know exactly what it feels like and where you're going to feel it, call on your worry angel to take those worries away. And before falling asleep at night, invite your worry angel to join you and visualize placing the worries of your heart on your bed and physically pushing them off the bed into the kettle that he brings with him. And next thing you know, you'll be noticing him standing by your bed, waiting for you to give him all your worries. And within the next few days, a heart will come to you as a gift from your worry angel, as validation of your meeting today. So just allow yourself to have those eyes to see that validation of your angels around you. And that heart may come as could be a child's drawing, heart on a billboard or an advertisement, You may notice a heart locket on a jewelry counter. You may even find yourself doodling hearts while you're talking on the phone or doing something else. In some way, a heart will manifest in your life. I've had butter melt into a heart when I go to fix my eggs in the morning. So just allow yourself to see that validation. And just embrace the bliss of being worry-free. You know, we live in a physical world, and there's fear everywhere. But we don't have to engage with it. We have the power within us to choose not to engage with it. We're in a time right now of, there's a new moon tonight. There's a solar eclipse tonight. Mercury goes in retrograde. I don't know, today, tomorrow, or the next day. But now's time for new beginnings. New beginnings. And we're feeling the outside influences of energy. I've been feeling fear for no reason, so I know it's not mine. And I recognize it and put a pin in it and go do something else. Remember, you are a limitless spiritual being of love and light, and you can be, do, and have anything your heart desires. And know that your worry angel will come to you. He's always there, but ask him for his presence so that you can feel it. And have him take your worries away anytime. Call on him. You've made this commitment to work with him to make your life easier. Be sure to fulfill your end of the deal by inviting him in and asking him to help. Keep him out of the unemployment line. And remember, worrying about your children, your life, the world doesn't make you responsible. Worrying lowers your vibration and your immune system and can make you sick. And worry makes you a magnet to attract to you all that you're worried about. So set your intention to be aware of your energy. Consciously choose to be the vibration of love that you want to be. And your awareness will notify you when that worry slips in. And then you can take the action steps that you've learned here to raise your vibration back to love and be a magnet for experiences of the love vibration, fulfilling your square of life to live your version of heaven on earth. And I know without any doubt that you deserve to live a life free of worry. You deserve to be happy. You deserve to have what you want, no matter what you have or have not done in your life. Living a happy life is your birthright. Okay. So that completes our class. I will stop my share. And you can turn on your videos and your audios. And if you have any questions, I am happy to answer that. Oh, I guess I should turn my video on. I always forget to do that until I see you. Then it's like, oh, wait, I'm still off. Edith, if you don't want to turn your video on, if you have a question, you can type it in the chat. And if nobody has any questions, we will complete. Did you have any questions?
Thank you so much. It was wonderful.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Actually, you've had two meditations today. You're going to sleep great tonight. Okay. Well, let me see. Let me look in the chat real quick and see if Edith wrote anything. Nope. Well, thank you so much to Gail and Edith who joined me tonight. And for everyone who's going to listen to the recording, thank you for being a part of this. I am so grateful.
And I'm sending all of you lots of love, and be sure that you call on your worry angel. Okay? We commit. Sending you lots of love.
Good night.
Good night.